Whether you have pain in your back or joints, surgery may not be the answer. Instead of the dangers involved in cutting out tissue, consider healing and rejuvenating the area with stem cells, platelet-rich plasma, or prolotherapy. The treatments that are available to professional athletes are now available for you. Watch the videos at jointrehab.com or call the Darrow Wellness Institute at 800-300-9300. 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300.
Welcome back to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow and Dr. Grove. And we're taking your calls at 866-870-5752. And what would you like to say next, Dr. Darrow? We have some people on hold.
Yeah, Cheryl and Mule, hang with us. We're going to get to you. I've got a few things to say first. We have Dr. Grove on the phone, who is my associate, who is the most amazing doctor I've ever met. And very, very proud and happy to have you with us, Dr. Grove. I was talking about a patient at that I took care of during residency at UCLA who had had three neck surgeries because the surgeon said if he didn't, he'd be paralyzed. And he came in on crutches because his legs were weak. And guess what I did to help him? Nothing to do with surgery, nothing to do with regenerative medicine. I did a blood test. I found he was low in B6 and B12. We supplemented that, and guess what happened to his legs? They got strong, and he got off his crutches. He had three surgeries for absolutely no reason at all. And let me tell you, those surgeries are no bargain. They're no fun to go through. If you know anyone that's had it, or if you had it, you know what the story is. So I'm Dr. Mark Darrow. This is Living Pain Free. We'd love to get your calls and to call in the studio. We're live at 866-870-5752. And if you want to call the studio, there are people there you can talk to. The office number is 800-300-9300. And the website, if you want to watch us doing these injections of PRP and stem cells, the website is www.jointrehab.com. So, Cheryl, how are you? This is Dr. Mark Darrow. Thank you for calling. We appreciate that.
Hi, my dear. I'm following up. You asked me to give you a call to follow up with the audience.
Okay.
And I wanted to do that. I had called in a couple weeks ago with a trigger finger.
Oh, okay. I remember you.
I was slated for possible surgery and a second injection. And you called me, listeners, he really does, you called me and you said, don't do the surgery, don't do the second injection, get a bowl about the size of a salad bowl and fill it with as hot as water as you can stand and put in Epsom salts. And then you gave me some finger exercises to do. And within 2 days, my finger started tingling. And I knew something was different. And the trigger is almost gone. I haven't been able to go back to finish soaking for days and days and days because I've been busy with spring cleanup around my house. But I wanted to let you and the listeners know that this stuff really works. You said, don't go through with the shot. I canceled the shot appointment. And I didn't feel any guilt about canceling this shot appointment.
You know, you raised a really good point, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. There are so many patients who come in ready for a surgery in a day or 2 days or 3 days, and one of their friends that Dr. Grove or I have treated have forced them to come to our office for a second opinion, and we'll tell them you don't need the surgery, and they go,
yeah.
Well, I feel bad for my surgeon if I cancel. And I go, what's his phone number? I'll call right now for you. And
well, the
seriously,
surgeon is a friend of mine. I've known him since childhood.
But you get my point.
And he has fixed some things that were broken in the past.
Well, that's
but
good.
For this, when he gave me the first shot, he said, "Well, about 30% this doesn't work for." And sure enough, when I came back 6 months later, he said, "Well, you're that 30% that the shot doesn't work
for."
So
my experience with trigger fingers is the steroid shot works for most people for about 3 or 4 months.
Right.
Okay. Then you go back and get another one because it doesn't fix anything. It's an anti-inflammatory. But in the meantime, if you get multiple steroid shots, those tendons can dissolve away and tear. And
right.
I had that one time with a patient who came in for a lateral epicondylitis. She was a tennis player with a terrible backhand, and she snapped her elbow on her backhand. And she had 16 steroid shots over the years, and it did so much damage to that tendon, which is called the extensor tendon, that she couldn't lift her wrist. She couldn't lift her wrist at all. She couldn't play tennis. She had to come in for a lot of regenerative medicine. We actually regrew that tendon, and she was able to get back and play tennis again. But be careful. These steroid shots are not good for you. When doctors put them especially on weight-bearing joints like knees or hips, that's going to wear that cartilage out and cause arthritis.
Yep.
So be very careful. So, Cheryl, thank you so much. We're going to go to Mel, who's
thank
been
you.
Waiting. And God bless you. And keep up with those hot soaks. And my own experience with trigger fingers is if I let it heal, it'll heal. If I beat it up again without letting it heal, it's not going to heal as well. And that's the same thing with the treatments that we do of platelets and stem cells. The biggest failure rate that we have is the patient goes out and does the same activity that they were doing. You know, it's like they come in, you know, as an analogy, they come in with a hammer and they're banging their knee. And I say, do you realize you have a hammer in your hand and you're banging on your knee? And they go, no. They're unconscious about it. I take the hammer away and they feel better. Then they come back in 2 weeks when we check them out, they have another hammer. And they go, my knee still hurts. And that's what it is with activity. If you're a very active person and that activity, let's say you're a basketball player and your knee is worn down, the cartilage is worn down, and we help it grow back with stem cells or platelets, you got to stop playing basketball for a little bit. You know, we tell people, give it at least 2 weeks of inactivity. Let the cells grow, because what we're doing is actually stimulating the body to regenerate the tissue. We can stimulate the body to grow cartilage. We can stimulate the body to repair muscle tears, ligament tears, tendon tears. Okay, it's not magic. People think stem cells, woo, stem cells, it's magic. It's not magic, it just makes sense. The stem cells are cells that actually form colony-forming units, that become tissue, and they actually wake up what we call the nascent or sleeping stem cells that are actually all over your body already. So there's so much that's going on. It also draws fibroblasts, which are cells that actually spit out and grow new collagen cartilage. So it's a very complex biomedical activity that is going on. And it just, you know, it's, I don't want to say what I do is magic because it doesn't work on everybody, but it's been magic on me. I've injected my own knees, elbows, my right wrist, both shoulders. I've had other doctors do my neck, my entire spine, all my ribs in the back. I was a gymnast when I was young, and if anybody's body got beat up, it was mine. I love sports. I love speed, and I don't care what sport it is. I know how to hurt myself, even if it's playing golf, because I'm not happy just hitting the ball. I want to hit it further than anybody else that I'm playing with. So it's not like I'm competitive with other people, but I'm very competitive with myself, and I do things repetitively. And I found on my own body that letting things heal really helps after I inject myself. So that's an important thing. Another reason for failure of regenerative medicine is taking anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, or just having a bad doctor, someone who doesn't know what they're doing, or one that doesn't use an ultrasound. You got to use that ultrasound to see where that needle is going. So, Mel, you've been very patient. God bless you, and thank you. This is Dr. Mark Darrow. You have a foot issue. What's going on? How long has your foot bothered you?
Well, my right foot has close to 6 months with a lot of pain. It's my ankle.
Oh, okay.
I have flat feet, and the tendon supposedly has been stretched to the maximum, Okay. My doctor wants to operate, and I said no. I've been going to a certain therapy, acupuncture, using certain copper socks to help me, some balls on my arch.
Okay.
I'm doing whatever I can to minimize the pain.
Good. Mel, tell Dr. Grove and I where on your foot is the pain. You said foot, but is it really your ankle?
It is right around the left side of my foot, right where the arch is, where the foot is collapsed because I'm 74 now, and it's just painful constantly. And I'm trying to mitigate the problem and the pain by using the right shoes, very good shoes, Hoka shoes. I don't know if the plugs are going to do any good for some, but I found out.
Let me give you a heads up about what you can do. Okay. So I've treated people with club feet, which is a really extreme condition where the foot is malformed, and gotten great success with them. I've treated tons of plantar fasciitis and metatarsalgia, all kinds of nerve issues in the feet that aren't really nerve issues. They come in and the doctor says, oh, you have an impinged nerve, and that's not really the issue. It's just the foot is pounding on a certain part of where the toes connect to the metatarsals. So one of the first things I like to do is look with the ultrasound, see if there is a plantar fasciitis there, which is where that ligament attaches to the calcaneus, which is the heel bone. And oftentimes there's a spur there, which is from a lot of inconsistency in supporting that arch. So we can make orthotics. It takes about 1 minute to make the orthotic, and then we send them to an orthotist who makes these little inserts for the feet. I wear them. I've had plantar fasciitis. I've had metatarsalgia in my feet. I've had all kinds of things because I was a crazy tennis player for years and a sprinter and things that really irritated my feet. And I went across the street to a friend of mine who's a podiatrist. He made these orthotics.
I said that already.
What was that?
No, my wife is telling me about the collapsed arch.
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting to is orthotics may be helpful. Our PRP or stem cell injections may be helpful. But the first thing we need to do is get you to the office and do a quick exam. We can tell you in a minute, take a look with the ultrasound, look inside, and actually see what is going on. Okay. And if you want to call the office, the phone number there is 800-300-9300. My staff is there right now. You can call and talk to them. And I think there's good hope that we can help you, Mel. No promises.
Is there an appointment to be made for Monday, Tuesday?
I'll tell you what. If you go to the website, which is www.jointrehab.com. You can email me from every page there, and we're going to send you a free book for calling in. All of our callers, I mail a free book. I pay the postage, which is usually about $10. We're going to send you a free book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. It's got about 200 pages, and there's about 250 studies about how platelets and stem cells work and how surgery fails. And again, I say this on every show. I love surgeons. I just don't like all the surgeries that they do because we see, Dr. Grove and I see the failures. And look, if we fail, you don't lose anything. You know, if you don't get better from what we do, nothing we do disturbs the tissue. All it does is grow tissue. But if you have a surgery fails...
I will come to see you, but let me ask you real quick. The MRIs have been done, the x-rays. He's done his due diligence, and he said, definitely you need surgery. And I said, how sure are you that I will be healed? What's the percentage? 80, 90, 100? He said 80 to 90, maybe 100. Who knows? But I will... what would you do? Pins, balls, nuts? What would you do in fact? Well, he'll put some metals and I don't know what, but he's tried to work on the bone, probably file the bone, attach the tendon, etc. You know what he would
well,
do.
Well, Mel, the whole key to medicine, the first law of medicine is do no harm. All right? That means right. If you have an issue medically, do the most natural thing first. Do the most conservative thing first. You always can do surgery if you want to. Keep it on the back burner, though. Yeah. And what we do with regenerative medicine is very conservative. It's just in simple injections. You walk in, get injected, and walk out. So, Mel, thank you so much. We're going to move on. And God bless you again. If you want to call the office, the number right now, people are there, is 800-300-9300. And for those of you that want to call in and talk to Dr. Grove and myself, you can talk to us live at 866 in the studio. That's 866-870-5752. 866-870-5752. So until we get some more callers racked up, Dr. Grove, I have some more questions for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see. What is bone marrow aspirate, actually? What actually, when you're injecting the bone marrow, what things are in there? Things like cytokines, and what are all those kind of little names that you hear about?
Yeah, so with bone marrow, it's a really good mixed match of a lot of healing cells. So it's got both stem cells and platelets. Studies show things like cytokines and exosomes. These are all signaling molecules. The way that you can think about how regenerative medicine works is the cells themselves will do some healing, but also, as you mentioned, they talk to your body's own cells as well to bring those cells to the location to heal tissue.
So why would doctors inject just exosomes? Does that make any sense?
So the idea behind it's kind of interesting. Exosomes are involved in the healing process. Unfortunately, it's not really been shown that it's going to be near as robust of a healing response you're going to get compared to if you're utilizing platelets and bone marrow.
And when we do bone marrow or stem cells, there's exosomes there anyway that the stem cells produce. So why would someone just do, why would they eat one piece of the cake when they can eat the whole cake?
Exactly. It's a really good point. And hey, maybe there's going to be some magic exosome they can manufacture that's better than the rest, but
and I are always looking for better things than what's there.
Yeah.
You know, there's different.
Right now, you're way better off, getting
doing the natural thing.
Than just a piece of the puzzle.
That's my point of view, too. So on our website, which is www.jointrehab.com, under, I'm not sure where it's at, but it has a list of the studies we've actually done. Oh, it's under research, yeah. Do you know what that research is about, Dr. Grove? Have you looked at that recently?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, www.jointrehab.com, there's a drop-down button on research, and you can click the Our Published Research. From there, you're going to see some cases from the knee, shoulder, hip, wrist, lower back, utilizing PRP and stem cells to get people healed.
Yeah, and some of the studies we've done are, one of them is platelet-rich plasma for unresolved chronic wrist pain. Great results on that study, which we did in the office. What we do is these research studies really are done for one reason, to help students get into medical school. So we've had tons and tons of probably 50 different students who shadow us. That means they come into the office. We just had one the other day who we helped get into med school and by doing research. And he's in his second year of med school now. Our director of research, Brent Shaw, was just accepted to medical school. And so research is great for the public to learn how this stuff works, but we also do it to help the students. I've had students in high school come in who want to really, we call them gunners. They're getting ready to go to med school, and they do everything in their power. You know, research is one of the most important things they can do. We have a study, a treatment of low back pain with bone marrow concentrate. You can see that. We have one short-term outcomes of treatment of hip arthritis with bone marrow concentrate. We have another one coming out very soon. I've actually just done a reread on it, which is long-term outcomes, which is over 4 years, showing amazing results with stem cells. Here's one short-term outcomes in treatment of knee arthritis with bone marrow, and one here which is treatment of unresolved shoulder pain with PRP. We've got tons of studies we've done here, and I love doing the research. The patients like being part of it, and it's just fun getting this information out. These studies we've done are peer-reviewed. That means that doctors have to review them and authorize them to be published. So be careful the research you read on the internet. A lot of it is paid for by drug companies. If it's paid for by anybody like a drug company, I'd be very wary. You know, one of the biggest examples are companies that pay for studies on statin drugs. Those are drugs that lower cholesterol. Be very careful to see what the real results are. Read that research. What do you call that when you're in school, Dr. Grove? Critical analysis of research or something? I know they have courses in med school on it now.
Yeah, so like where I did residency at UT Southwestern in Dallas, Texas, it's a really big research institution. Most amount of award winners in terms of research dollars coming in and out of the university, Nobel Prize winners. So we had to do a lot of classes, even just during residency, about how to filter out what's good research, what's bad, how do you read a paper, how do you set up a good study. And you'd be shocked what gets published, and people don't really understand. A lot of studies get redacted, and we were talking recently, a couple months ago, a lot of cancer papers were getting redacted because of the poor setups of the research that was being published. So and you always have to look at a grain of salt. Yeah.
A lot of it is just bad research, bad statistics. And, I hate to say this, but some of it is bad doctors who run it. And those are typically paid for by drug companies. Be very careful of those studies if a drug company paid for it. So we're going to go to Lynn, who's been very patient. She has a daughter with pain in her spine. Lynn, Dr. Mark Darrow and Dr. Thomas Grove, how are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. And how long has your... Oh, we're living it up. Dr. Grove and I live it up every minute. we're happy guys.
Well, that's good. My daughter suffered a brain aneurysm exactly a year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't you go to the website? The show is over. Go to www.jointrehab.com and email me. Every page has a spot to email me, and I will get back to you, I promise. God bless you all. It's been great talking to you. If you want to call the office and talk to my staff, the phone number is 800-300-9300. God bless you, Dr. Grove, Anita Valens, and Suzette, and Alex, and the rest of the crew. Thank you.
You've been listening to Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. And now that you've heard Dr. Darrow, call his office at 800-300-9300 and speak to one of his Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center experts for free, and ask for a copy of his book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Schedule an appointment by calling 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Or go online to jointrehab.com. Again, the website is jointrehab.com. Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow is heard Saturdays at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. here on AM 870, The Answer. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Call to schedule an appointment at 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Live long and pain-free. And thanks for joining us today.